Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We just sang these words, "The captive to release, to God the lost to bring." By the way, I suppose a lot of you didn't know that that song had more than just two verses, did you? Think about what a slave is. Have you ever been captive? Have you ever been a slave? Have you ever heard of that, being a slave yourself? Think about what a slave is. Imagine having no thought of yourself apart from your servitude, or never ever entertaining the idea of a future that you choose. Ever. Slavery. Slavery in its full sense. That's not easy for us to get. That's a difficulty for us with the analogy that Jesus tells us today. When he was talking in the gospel lesson about serving God or money, he used a word that also gives us the word for slave. That idea. That idea of truly and fully existing as a slave is one that we find difficult to get our heads around. Since that's hard for us to see in our own experience, let's put it into terms that we can better perhaps relate to. Think of it in terms of serving. Serving. So, how is serving different than slavery? Well, first is, to serve is to offer help. It's to be willing, not forced or bound to give help. By the way, notice that Jesus makes the assumption that you will serve, you will be a slave to either God or the things of this world. Listen again, he says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Now that idea also is hard for us to hear, but it is true. We are bound to serve. But who we serve, that is what Christ has set us free for. To serve is to give of yourself to help another person. It's a gift when you serve. Serving one another is action. It's not stuff. And it's action that's a gift of love. Service is love made visible. Say it with me. Service is love made visible. Serving out of obligation, as under the law, or out of a sense of debt with an unwilling heart, rather than love, that's only giving half of a gift, and the lesser half anyway. The greatest gift, St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, is love. And service is wonderful when it's motivated by love. Now, here's another thing about serving. It means you are able. That is, one, you have a body that is capable. Two, a mind that can grasp what another person needs. And three, a willingness to do for them what they can't do for themselves. Regarding number one, I heard an amazing story about a young man who was injured in a diving accident. He is now bound to a wheelchair for the rest of his life, and using a joystick with his wrist, he's able to move around in his motorized wheelchair. After living in that wheelchair for many years, he married a very special lady, and together they have parented 21 handicapped foster children. 21 children think he's the greatest father who's ever lived. God healed his spirit after his body was broken. And he serves. He serves motivated by love and not in the limitations of his flesh. To serve is not asking you to do something that you cannot do. Remember, service is love made visible. Now, as to number two, a mind that can grasp what another person needs. A pastor friend of mine told me this. To the extent that I understand Christ's sacrifice for me, in the same measure and to the same degree will I show and exhibit that Christ lives in me. So we cannot serve someone without first understanding that their most basic need is to know the love of Christ for them personally. Serving seeks something for others that have a need that you can understand. As you understand the love of Christ that lives in you, you can serve to share that very love with others. Remember, service is love made visible. And number three, a willingness to do for them what they can't do for themselves. Now, if you are able, but not willing, that's a different matter. Again, service is love made visible. Now, that gets us back to both the gospel and the epistle lesson. Jesus said, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." Being trusted with what we've been given, our capacities, our money, our time, our abilities, these are things that God Himself has entrusted to us. Jesus puts it to us today to consider how we use what we've been given. Consider, He's given Himself totally into death on the cross for our eternal benefit. He calls us to give of ourselves for the benefit of those we know now here on earth. When we sang our first hymn, hymn number 344, on Jordan's bank, the Baptist cry, verse 2 says, "Then cleanse be every life from sin, make straight the way for God within. And let us all our hearts prepare for Christ to come and enter there." Christ has entered into our hearts by grace through faith alone. He lives there as the one who gives us the sight and strength to serve others and their needs. To serve others is not the same thing. This is important. To serve others is not the same thing as solving their problems. It's not up to us to solve another person's problem, but to refuse them aid when we are able. That is to remain selfish and closed. Remember, service is love made visible. Now on to what Paul was saying in the epistle lesson. He and we have been given, we have been gifted with, it has been granted to us, the gospel, the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection for the sin of the world. That's not for us to sit on or hide away selfishly, but it's for us to give that away. As he referred to it in verse 4, that all people be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth according to God's will. One writer that I know of identifies two kinds of Christians: those who wear a bib and those who wear an apron. Immature Christians view the church as a place that's supposed to serve them. Mature Christians view the church as a place where they can serve others. Immature Christians tend to ask, "What are you going to do for me?" Mature Christians ask, "How can I serve my Lord and His people?" Rightly serving God, according to what Jesus pointed out today, means not being a slave to anything or anyone here on earth, but to serve God. A missionary in the interior of China was telling the story of Jesus to a group of people. After a few stories out of the scriptures, one of the Chinese people said to him, "Oh, yes, we knew this man. He used to live here in this city." Somewhat surprised, the missionary corrected the man. No, he said, "Jesus lived almost 2,000 years ago and in another land." The man insisted. He said, "No, he lived in this village, and I knew him." Then the man led the missionary out to the village cemetery and showed him a grave, the grave of a medical missionary. This fella had lived in that village, and he lived among the people of the village, and he taught them, and he served them, and he healed them. And after a lifetime of ministry, he died there. That medical missionary is just one example of serving others from the heart of Christ. Remember, service is love made visible. The medical missionary lived so that others could see Jesus through his life. We don't need to leave our homes and travel overseas to serve others. Now, during his years in the Senate, Senator Robert Dole made a covenant with his home church that every week he would write a note, a short note of concern, to every member of his church family that was hospitalized or sick that week. He kept that covenant the whole time he served in the Senate. And then there's another story, the story about King Henry of Bavaria. The duties of his office became so demanding that he decided to give up his crown. He was going to go enter a monastery so he could live a life of quiet, simple devotion of service to God. So he humbly presented himself to the prior, the head of the monastery. The prior told the king that if he wished to serve God as a member of that order, he had to promise to be absolutely obedient. The king agreed. The prior then gave him this order: "Go back to your throne and serve God as king of this land. God will give you the strength to serve him in your calling." Whatever your calling in life, seek to serve God in it to the very best of your ability. And in that way, you show others how Christ has first served you, like that missionary, medical missionary to China did. And that is how it is that Christ continues to come and serve us daily through his word and through his sacraments. Let me close with something else that St. Paul said today. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men." Jesus, dying on the cross, served us by doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Don't forget, we're not called to serve others with what we cannot do. We couldn't save ourselves from our own sin. Only Jesus could do that. And so he came and he served us by becoming the servant of all. Remember, service is love made visible. Today, we rejoice in our salvation because it is a free gift to us that we neither earned nor deserved, but rather we have been served with. By Christ coming to earth and granting us that gift of eternal life, He serves us. He put love into action for us on the cross and by His resurrection from the grave. He served us because we needed it. We then put on our aprons and serve others only because we have first been served by Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please rise.